Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, Mink Floyd, baby. Barry, my nigga.
All right. Welcome once again to another live episode of Game Replay Relationships 101 Radio. We're known as sexy couples to have adult conversations about relationships and the games we play. I am your proud host, Mr. Yours Truly. Unfortunately, our beautiful co-host, Miss Candy K, couldn't be with us today taking care of some family matters, but she's still with us with a spirit. So we got to get the show going. I also want to hit the show.
She should be in a few. Just text me, say she's going her work.
That's good. That's good. She's going to make it through. All right. So until she make it through, I just want to say what's up to the crazy glue that keeps the crew together, our own in-house relationship specialist, the love doctor himself, Mr. Nat Fatel. What's good, brother?
I'm here, brother. We're trying to see what this thing is all about here.
Now, before we ask the love doctor about today's topic, I have to give a shout-out to one of our listeners, Sarah, a.k.a. the Redhead Barbie, for giving us last week's topic for last week's show. So shout it out. Thank you for the support. Keep it up, love. Okay, with that said, this is when Miss Candy K used to give the number. Is she here to give the number?
No, she's not. She said she'd be in the office now. She's on her way now.
Let's start this thing off. The phone number is 646-716-4983.
And let us know what's going on today. Today, man, we're gonna address this topic of the loose term that everybody's throwing around. We call everybody, we like to call women hoes. Women like to call men, oh, he's a hoe. But we really need to go ahead and define what's going on with this. With this loose word that we can throw around so casually and hurt people's feelings. But then again, hey, you're a hoe. But we need to know exactly what a hoe is. So call in, once again, the number 646-716-4983, and let us know what you think. I'm going to start off with our host, Mr. Yours Truly, and see we have a call on the line as well, so you don't see what's going on, but Mr. Yours Truly first. I'm going to direct that question to you, man. What exactly is a hoe?
Well, like, a hoe to me, man, it's like a whole bunch of definitions that comes to my mind when I hear hoe. I mean, and I know most people probably thinking we're talking about the hoe when it applies to a female, but we're talking about both sides of the fence. Usually women call us dogs, so that's like our equivalent to a hoe. To me, a hoe is somebody that sleeps with somebody else for a selfish benefit, whether it's money, whether it's to take advantage of a situation where they always come out with the best end of the situation. And they willing to give themselves physically for the benefits of whatever that situation is. Now, you got other people that have different definitions of hoes, like how many people you slept with or if you're sleeping around on your significant other. And all those apply. But my definition of a hoe is somebody that sleeps with somebody else for benefit, whether it's money or anything else. And they're doing it for selfish reasons. That's my definition of a hoe.
So a person who sleeps for money, that's a hoe.
Yeah, that gives themselves up. Like, because, even with today how, dudes be talking about, you can't turn a hoe into a housewife because a chick slept with a lot of dudes or whatever the case may be. I think since the times of having women barefoot in the crib, taking care of the baby and all that stuff like that and just serving the needs of her man, I'm not going to say those days are over with respects to how women say chivalry's over or women take care of their man and all that, but I will say that women have empowered themselves to express themselves sexually just as much as a man expresses themselves, and we still didn't get around the whole learning curve of that when it comes to accepting it, but they starting to do it regardless of what, without apology. Now, to me, when a woman embrace her sexuality, it's bold to me. It's bold. You know what I mean? Because it's still brave, because it's still, it's like a maverick type thing. But at the same time, both men and women have to show some conservativeness when it comes to that. Now, you have your...
Hold on. I do have a question. But I want to take in. I want to bring in a caller first and ask him the same question that I asked you for your definition of a hoe. So hold on. Let me get to a caller and see what they say. Hey, caller, you're on.
Yo, what up, huh?
How you doing, caller?
How you doing,
right,
caller?
I'm all right.
What is your definition? What is your definition of a hoe, brother?
Well, a hoe can be anything. It can be a verb, a noun. It can mean anything. But I do believe that a hoe can be either or, a woman or a man that fucks anything with two legs. Now, what I believe is a hoe, it's someone who does things for benefits, in a sense. Not a gold digger, because a gold digger's got some kind of class. Well, a hoe, just do it for fucking a bucket of chicken kind of shit. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And that's how I feel. I feel like a hoe is just dirty. She just do it for like a bag of weed.
She just do it for a bag of weed. So that's pretty much she's a...
I hear the call, and I agree with him on that aspect, but I think hoes could be upper class, too. I think you got some upper class, high price hoes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That,
no, it could be. But it just showed...
And it's not just on a female side. It's on the dude side. You got dudes that, you know, they give a better term for it, which is gigolos, you know. They make it sound a little more swaggy or whatever. But, you know, you got lower level gigolos, motherfucker, that have busted chick ass for a bag of weed. You know what I mean? Trying to get some weed money from her. Then you got some dudes that go for the gusto. They trying to get a cougar in the club that got some bread and shit. You know what I mean? So.
Hold on. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, and I believe that'll make him a hoe.
Man or female.
If she is sucking and he is fucking for a nickel bag, he is a hoe. Or she is a hoe.
But I'm saying
that's what it is.
If
you fucking to sleep in my house, you is a hoe.
Right.
I'm saying if she fucking or he fucking for a motherfucking Bentley, you still a hoe. You just a higher class hoe.
Right.
Yeah, and this is why there's levels to hoism. There's levels to this hoism shit. There's levels to hoism. You got hoes, whores, gold diggers. Then you got, on the male side, you got, same thing, you got hoes, dogs, and you got gigolos. There's levels to this shit.
Gigolo, when you say somebody's a gigolo or pimp, I mean,
a pimp is different from a gigolo.
Right, a gigolo kind of like
a pimp is just nasty.
You know, he sleeps around for money from a so he's pretty much like a male prostitute.
He's borderline escort.
Right, he's a borderline escort.
Okay.
Yeah, so he's a bit of a hoe.
Absolutely, he's a hoe. If he's fucking for some Popeyes, he's a hoe.
He's a hoe. Okay.
He's a hoe, all the way. And if you ever look up the definition on, you got a place called UrbanDictionary.com, right? If you ever look up the word hoe backwards, which is EOH, it stands for Equal Opportunity Hater, right?
Equal Opportunity Hater.
Yeah. Now you look it up. That's what it stands for. And most hoes are equal opportunity haters, because most hoes are haters. They just hate.
All
right,
so
they fuck around and tell the next person.
All right, let's take it somewhere else, right? So we got a one definition of hoes, right? Now let's take it somewhere else. Now, would a man or a female be classified as a hoe if they got a relationship with a person, was their intent was to be faithful in that relationship, but then the other person cheated on them or whatever the case may be, they leave out that relationship and get into another relationship with the intent to be serious in another one. So say they got into like four relationships within that year. They slept with four different people. Are they considered a hoe? Or is the person
It depends on the transition. Like, Was she merging? Was she merging into another relationship, or was it like completely over? Then they went to the next one.
It was completely over. It was completely over.
Oh no, that's natural though.
Oh, the guys like, this girl is not the girl. You know what I mean? And she just happened to have sex with a few dudes. Would she be considered a hoe, or is a hoe on the other side of that? Is a hoe like a chick that slept with just two dudes, but sleeping with them at the same time? Would she be considered a hoe?
Now, sleeping at the same time, you damn right she's a hoe. She's a super hoe.
Well, so let me ask you this, man. How is that different? So is a dude who sleeps with two chicks at the same time, he a hoe?
He's a super hoe.
And let's be serious. Let's be serious with it as well. Let's be realistic.
I'm serious. That man deserves a case.
In today's standards, a dude sleeping with two chicks at the same time, they don't know about, but he's just sleeping around. He's sleeping with two chicks at the same time. Is he a hoe?
Absolutely.
He's a hoe.
And I say that only because you do got some good brothers out there, but being that they are who they are, you got the hoes that make it bad for the guys that are just like regular. That's like, yo, I'm really trying to be honest, but then the girls are like, yo, nah, I ain't fucking with you. You's a hoe. Because now their perception is all guys are hoes.
Well, we get the dog term. They call us dogs instead of hoes, but it's the same equivalent.
It's the same thing.
Okay. I do want you to stay on the line. Stay to hold on the line. I want to bring in another caller and get another opinion and see what's going on. Hopefully we get some ladies on this line. But let's see what's going on. Hold on for a second. Caller, you're on.
Hello, caller?
Yeah. Caller? Okay. I guess they're just holding on. All right. So, yeah,
hello?
Caller?
Yeah.
So, you know, so
the last caller didn't answer. He must have been a hoe.
I don't know.
They were scared to death. They were like, nah, I ain't getting this.
I'm not sure, Cole, but I'm not sure what happened with the caller, but sometimes we get technical difficulties. Some people just call and listen in. You know what I mean? They're not, you know, they don't want to have an opinion. But I see some other callers coming in, but go ahead.
I do have another point. I want to try another angle on this, right?
Okay.
Like, yeah.
When it comes to this holism thing that we're talking about. Now,
holism.
A person is just going through their youth. They know they do the college thing. They have sex, doing their thing, you know, sleeping around with other people. They know they get to know they themselves sexually and all that. Then, you know, they get to the beginning of their career. They start doing their thing. You know, they doing their thing. But then they want to settle down. They reach that age where they be like, you know what, this shit is running me ragged. I need to settle down and get my shit together. And they settle down with a dude, or a female settle down with a dude or a dude settle down with a chick, and like, you know what, my hoeing days are over. Is there such thing as a reset button when it comes to hoeism, or is once a hoe always a hoe? Because you know you got that adage that says you can't treat a hoe like a housewife because she's always gonna be a hoe, and vice versa, a dog is always gonna be a dog. So is there such thing as a reset button where a person can put their hoeism in the past and focus on their future without being a hoe, or is they're always a hoe? What do you think about that?
I believe that everybody deserves a second chance. And I say that because, you know, you go from hoe to holy. It can happen. It can definitely happen. Because sometimes you gotta learn how to be bad in order to appreciate the good, you know? So if you hoeing and you ain't knowing, then you know better down the line, then that's what it is. Then now you just hit the reset, that's all. You clean up, you get your shit tight again, and that's it, you're back.
All right, so how about the chick or the dude that was, like, say, in a town, in a neighborhood, running through everything, opening up their legs or sticking their thing into everything that opened their legs up to them in a small town, but then they relocate? Could that erase their holism?
It depends on if they're still hoeing in another state.
Right,
because
so they go to state,
if she's hoeing all over New York City and then she decides to move to Nebraska and continue on, bodies count. Them shit still count. You can't reset that.
Saying,
you're still a hoe.
All you did was you just became
a better hoe. Now you're more advanced. You just traveled to another state. You're just an advanced hoe now.
International hoe. So
yeah, international now.
All right, so I'm saying, should they tell their significant other that they pass, or should they keep their pass to themselves?
Honestly, I think they're going to keep it to themselves anyways. Most of us take our shit to the grave, unless you ask. But truth hurts. That's all it is. Beliefs don't change facts, but facts do change beliefs. So if that's what they want and you tell them the truth, then so be it. May God be with you.
So let me ask you this, man. Do any of you guys, seems, I don't know, the ladies haven't called in yet. You know what I mean? I see some callers. I'm probably going to pass them to. But I gotta ask, man. Do any of you guys, man? Because I have no clue. I'm gonna be honest with you, man. This is one of the doctors out on this one, man. But I have no clue. But I am curious, man. Does anybody know what the word "hoe" actually means?
Yeah, hoe ain't nothing but a garden tool.
Where did it come from? Now we know. No, see, that's where people get the mistake wrong. Hoe, H-O-E, is a gardening tool. There's actually a word hoe. Now, hoe is something that the word hoe in the Webster's dictionary is actually used to is something that's used to attract to draw attention towards itself, like a land hoe, things like that. So I mean, you know, it's such a broad term. I just, you know, I never knew the history of where the word actually came from. Who started calling a woman a hoe? Is it because wait a minute, so I'm trying to get it now. So because it's something that they use to attract attention, I guess that's why they started using it to start calling women that. So there's actually no numbers that go with the word hoe or anything like that.
Yeah,
because there is no actual meaning to it.
Yeah, because usually when stuff like this pop up, No, I'm saying usually when stuff like this pop up, like definitions of words that we call each other, I usually blame a particular race, but I'm not gonna do that on this air. I'm not gonna do that.
Gotcha. I got you.
But what I'm saying is that when it comes to the word semantics, I think the word whore is was that. Drawing attention that the definition you gave was for the word whore or just the word hoe?
Hoe. Now, hoe, hoe is another word for whore as well sometimes. So what is the definition of whore? What's the definition? So let's clean it up.
It's like the Ebonics way of saying whore. That's all how I always took the word hoe.
Okay. Okay, so I'll go with that. So let me ask you, so what is a whore? A whore is a person who sells isn't a whore somebody who sells their body for sex?
Yeah.
I mean, sell their body for money?
Yeah, sell their body for money. You could be different type of whores. You could be a
there's a slut and then there's a whore. There's a slut and then there's a whore.
Yeah, you can even be a free whore.
Is there a difference? Because a slut will do it with anybody for free. So, you know, she just whatever.
A smut is just downright nasty.
Yeah, smut is just dirty. Just don't do it for
she's
no
just nasty
whatsoever. So yeah, it's a difference between dudes that smut and women that smut, opposed to a whore. Now, is there a moral difference? I don't know. But there is a difference with respect to what they trying to get out of the situation.
Right. Hold on. We just got Candy. She walked in the office. I'm going to I guess she's on her mic now. Hey, Candy.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
What's up?
We all right.
I was on bathroom trip. Look,
Ariana's Thanksgiving meal.
Ah, there you go. Hey, Candy. Hey, listen, guys. I gotta interrupt all you guys, but you gotta get right. Give it to Candy quick, man. What is your definition of a hoe, Candy? We had a little technical difficulties on the show, but
I know. Okay, my definition of a hoe, and first of all, I don't think it should be gender specific. First of all, I don't think if you're a man, you can't be one. Oh, awesome. All okay, right. Good. I mean, somebody I wouldn't say, and it's funny because I think there's a difference between easy and fast also. So I would say a woman who's promiscuous, you know, I mean, she looks at every man, even if it's not her man. I mean, a woman that's just going to just give it to anybody, you know? And even to give it to anybody for a dollar, I mean, that to me would be a whore.
That's all. Okay.
All right. Now to speak on the promiscuous thing, that raised another issue right there, like promiscuous, because I know some women that embrace, I was saying earlier, embrace their sexuality. They want to experiment, they want to try new things, and it's because they confident in who they are. Then you got the woman that's loose, that she's just a loose woman, and she's promiscuous because she just give it up to any dude that holler at her, and she open up her legs, and she's what we was calling smut earlier. And I think it's a difference between the two, a woman that's expressing her sexuality or exploring her sexuality opposed to a woman that's just loose and just open up her legs for any Tom, Dick, and Harry. And both of them fall in the category of being promiscuous.
Wait. I get that, you know, but all I'm trying to say is a woman that expresses her sexuality, yeah, but you don't express with everybody. You know what I mean? Everybody
right.
shouldn't have. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I can think that.
I love to try new things. Please believe me. But I'm not going to do it with everybody.
Right.
Not with everybody, you know. Some gotta be. I mean, I gotta save for somebody special somewhere.
She kind of wrapped it up, man. So she kind of wrapped it up for us today, man. She kind of wrapped it up, man. So you know, I guess we'll go ahead and make that the show. The doctor's out on this one, so I'm gonna leave it up to drama to just close this to Mr. Yours Truly to go ahead and throw this out.
Before we do that, though, y'all don't be messing with my mic no more. Don't be messing with my mic no more now.
No, I'm sorry. No more of that.
Okay. All right.
So well, we apologize for the technical difficulties. We have it right for your next show. This was a hot topic. Every time we have a hot topic, we might have to revisit this one again to let everybody get their say in this. I want to close out by saying thank you for listening. Go check us out on our Instagram page and check out the relationship memes at @gamesweplay_relationships101. Also check us out and like us on our Facebook page and give us some topics. To give us some topics about our next shows, which is Games We Play, Relationships 101. And until next time, we see you later. And keep your hoardism down, people. You know what I mean? All right, got it.
Have a good one, everybody.